Glory to Jesus Christ. It is impossible to grow in a spiritual life if you do not cling to the fathers of the church. The fathers took the radical way of life, and they took their spiritual children on the same path, which is the radical path towards holiness. Those who want to enter paradise took the counsel of the spiritual fathers very seriously. These counsels were nothing extraordinary, one-liners, maybe a paragraph, and sometimes a short story, a true story, where they give a teaching on how to live a life with Christ. That being said, let me share with you a story that one elder shared. There was a monk who was in a monastery, and then there was a prostitute. There were siblings who were living two different lives. The monk was trying to live according to the commandments and was in a monastery with his brothers who were his co-strugglers. His sister, on the other hand, was living a lavish life, life in comfort, life where she chose sin without thinking twice about it. Over the years, the monks at the monastery were begging that monk who had that sister to go and tell her that she needs to change how she lives her life, because she will end up in hell if she doesn't change. And this monk always had the same response. She won't change. But after so much of begging, this monk was so fed up that he decided to go see his sister. When he got to the house, he asked another young woman to go get her because her brother was a monk and he didn't want to enter the room, but he wanted to still talk to her. When his sister heard the message, she put her robes up real quick and she ran out to greet him. I cannot imagine the conversation, but I know one thing. The monk was tough, and he gave her tough words that had to woken up her soul, because what happened next is beyond beautiful. After the discussion ended, she said to her brother, "Let's go. I want to go with you to the desert and start my life of repentance." Her brother said, "All right. Go get dressed, put your head covering on," but she refused. She wanted to live right away. So they left, and that's where the monks started to teach her how she should start to repent and fix her life. He became her spiritual father, who gave her a map where the hidden treasure is. But she had to find her own with her own commitment and yearning to and for Christ. After a while of walking in the desert, probably a few days, they saw a caravan far away. And since monk's sister did not have any head coverings, the monk did not want to give the passenger the wrong idea that he's running away with a loose woman. So he told her, "Go around and we will meet each other once they pass." The caravan passed. He called on her, but she did not respond. So he went look after her. And after a few yards, there she was. He found her dead. And he saw that her feet were bloody and in very bad condition. When the monk got back to monastery, he wanted to know if his sister was saved or not. And after a discussion with the monks, the elder of the monastery came to him and said to him, "She's saved. Don't worry. She's saved because she did not hesitate. When her brother came to her, that is when that little grain of grace from God was given to her. And she said yes. But look, her decision was so strong that she did not want to go and grab her stuff from the house. She knew that if she turns around and goes to her room, her old habits, her possessions, will sway her decision, and her decision will become lukewarm. She, without hesitation, said yes and never turned around. She obeyed her spiritual father, and she literally shed blood for her sins while she was walking. She didn't complain. She didn't say, 'I can't go on, my feet hurt.' Can you imagine? If we get a blister on our foot, we go crazy because it hurts so much. And yet her foot or feet were destroyed by walking. She didn't care about her body or her possessions, but she cared about her soul. She cared to learn how to purify her soul while she was still walking, putting aside all earthly cares. She purified her soul to the point that her soul became God-pleasing soul." When I read this story, she reminded me of many martyrs who shed blood for their sins. So let us imitate her courage and decision to run towards the counsel of her spiritual father. Let us be obedient to the counsels of our spiritual father, because we never know when we will die. But we know that we can start to fix our life right now. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory.